On this Sunday, which is the fifth Sunday of Easter, Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the gospel reading for the day. The gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14, and Pastor will be reading that. So here is the Reverend David Magruder, the pastor of Peace with Christ Lutheran Church, with the sermon for this Sunday titled, Your Place is with Jesus.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Amen. We are all born with a sense of place. What I mean is, we're all born into a family and into a community. When we meet someone and want to learn more about them, we might ask, Where are you from? And we'll always get an answer. When God made Adam and Eve, he didn't just have them roam all over the face of the earth. He put them in a place, an ordered place, a garden. Sin displaced us. It drove us from the garden. Sin took away our place and drove us into lostness. We are not at home. We're lost, longing for a home, a place that we can't seem to find. Jesus told his disciples on the eve of his death that he was going to prepare a place for them. Their hearts were troubled. They were afraid. Jesus had warned them of his impending death. The future was uncertain. They had left their jobs, their families, their homes, their place to follow him. And that journey seemed to be coming to a very bad end. Yet Jesus' word to them is faith. Trust God. Trust me. He said he was going to prepare a place for them in his Father's home. He would come again and take them along so that they would be where he is. Jesus was speaking of his death, resurrection, and ascension, by which he took our humanity through death to resurrection to glory. That was the way, the only way to come to the place that is truly home. You know the way where I am going, Jesus said. But the disciples didn't know the way. Well, they knew it because Jesus had taught them, but they refused to believe it. They didn't want to hear it. They were like we are, death deniers, not willing to see that the only way to life is to die and rise. Because there is no way to improve this humanity of ours. Sin is inherent in humanity, and so is death. If sin and death are going to be destroyed, they must be destroyed in the flesh, our human flesh. And this is where Jesus comes in. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He stands uniquely between the Creator and the creature, between the Father and fallen humanity. He is God of the essence of his Father. Or as Jesus said to Philip, the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. He's also man of his mother, true humanity, bone of our bones and flesh of our flesh. And so he stands in the breach as the only mediator between God and humanity. In his flesh, our flesh is redeemed. In his flesh, sin is put to death, death is destroyed, and the law of God is filled to fullness with his sinless life and death. There is no other man who can claim to be God and not be lying. There is no other man who can mediate between God and man and who can reconcile a fallen world to the Father. There is no one in this world other than Jesus, who embodies in his body truth and life. Jesus doesn't simply speak the truth. He is the truth. Our age is as cynical as Pontius Pilate, who stared at Jesus and said, "What is truth?" We live in an age where truth is an elastic concept that can be bent around our whims and feelings. So we say things like, what's true for you is true for you, and what's true for me is true for me. It's all really just a matter of opinion. Jesus is the truth, the absolute truth, the truth beyond which there is no further truth, and the truth to which all truths point. There is nothing false in him. He is the antidote to the lie that poisoned our humanity and drove us into the wilderness of sin and death, away from our place with God. He is the truth of God's love for the world, his passion to save, his mercy towards sinners. Jesus is the life. He is the creator of life, and he himself is life. His words are spirit, and they are life. He is the life that enlivens every living thing. He is the life that death itself cannot overcome. Jesus goes into death, and death has to give way. It takes God in the flesh to do this. No one else can. And so there is no other way but Jesus, who is the way. There is no other door that leads to life with God than the narrow door of his death and resurrection. There is no other truth than the words of truth that come from Jesus. Words that Jesus speaks not on his own authority, but with the authority of the Father himself as the apostle of the Father. The Father sends the Son. The Son sends the Spirit, and you are on the blessed receiving end of the speaking. You hear the words of the One who is the way, the truth, and the life, and in hearing, you are set on the way. The truth is revealed to you, and you have life. Let not your hearts be troubled, Jesus said. Is your heart troubled? By your past? By your present? By your future? By your sins, your failings, your death? Whatever the cause of the trouble, whatever the anxiety or terror or fear, trust the Father. Trust Jesus, his Son. Jesus has gone the way of death and resurrection to glory and has brought you along with him in his humanity. You are baptized. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's treasured possession. You are a part of the body of Christ. You are a member of the household of God. You are a priest in the royal priesthood of Jesus. He's gone to prepare a place for you. He will raise you from the dead on the last day, so that where he is, you also will be. In him, you are already there. You have a place. You have a home. In Jesus, you are never lost, but always found. In Jesus, you are never dead, but always alive. He is the way, the truth, the life. He and no other. Trust in him. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We confess the holy Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded, and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.